Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Linda Blockland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, is joining us this morning. What we wanted to talk about was the lack of social interaction with peers and teachers. Is there a long-term impact? And if so, how do we best deal with that? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Are you well?
I am indeed. So at least the kids are going back to school. Many schools now going back as the third wave, certainly in Gauteng, has passed. And there is hope. There is a little bit of hope that this will be the last of our lockdowns given the vaccine rollout. But this has not been an easy period at all for our children. Give us a sense of how bad it has or hasn't been.
Yeah, that's something that I think we're still going to find out going into the future. Fortunately, children are very adaptable, but I know that it has been a very difficult time for children and their parents. And as you mentioned, you know, one of the main issues has been the social isolation and the lack of their peer interaction. And I think also for kids at school, at home, doing their school at home, the homeschool experience is often supervised by unprepared caretakers and parents. Mm, you know, parents are not trained to do this, and many of them, if not most of them, are actually also trying to work from home. So I think it's been quite a frustrating time for them.
And almost setting the relationship up for failure to a large extent, because it isn't a natural situation where, as you said, parents are trying to work, they've got their own stresses, now they're meant to step in and be IT experts as well as the educators to a large extent, as well as their kids. It's almost too much an ask.
Exactly. I think it's been very stressful. And of course, the younger the child, generally speaking, I think the more stressful it has been. And, you know, families are already under a lot of stress, and there's possible stabilities in some of these homes with job insecurity and so on.
How do we deal with this?
Hopefully things will change and open up. And as I said, children are very adaptable. But I think, you know, while one is in it, probably the best thing that parents and caretakers can try and do is to establish some kind of routine as close as possible to the school day. So get the children up at the usual time, get them settled in front of their computers and so on, or whatever it is that they have to be doing. And then maybe to share as much as is possible, and that's going to vary from family to family, share as much as possible of the school experiences as they can. So even if it's just setting them up or helping them prepare for the day, so the children don't feel too alone in this.
Do we anticipate that kids, because they haven't been playing with their friends and having a normal social life, spending afternoons, you know, in each other's houses, do we anticipate almost a setback in terms of social development?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think one needs to be prepared for that. So that is a real possibility that kids might have to have some time being able to adapt again and catching up with their interactions and their friend group. So where possible during the lockdown to arrange safe outings for the children. And some families, I know there's this idea of having a pod of safe families where they could have play dates in a park or something like that.
Is there an age group that is more impacted than others?
I think that's difficult to say. Look, the younger the children are, I think the harder it's going to be for them because they are so high energy. They need a lot of interaction. Older kids, some of them might feel that it actually suits them better, especially the more introverted ones. But in the long run, they still need that interaction. They still need that socialization.
Do you think the schools are equipped to deal with this?
I really don't think that they're properly equipped. Look, none of us are really equipped to deal with anything.
Yeah, because we have no idea what we're dealing with, really.
No,
and we
exactly.
haven't known until we were in it what we were dealing with.
Exactly. And the future will tell what long-term impact we might find. The adults are in this as much as the children, but I think the adults have to be sensitive of the children's needs and how this might impact them.
Well, it's interesting because you say that I'm somebody who's very much an extrovert. I love people. I love being, I'm energized by people. But what I'm finding at the moment is because I spend most of my work day working, remotely. I work from home. I'm not in the office at the moment. I find being with people quite exhausting, and I've never found that. It's almost like I am unfit, in inverted commas, socially, that we actually need time to build that up again.
I think you're absolutely correct, Howard. I think a lot of people are finding this. But in the beginning, they desperately miss the social interaction for especially those who are extroverted. And the screen face to face just doesn't do it, or the voice over the telephone or whatever it is. But yes, I think for many people they've kind of tended to retreat into their solitude. And so, you know, this idea of being socially fit, I think, is very important. And I think the same thing applies to kids. And this is why it's important to try and get them out there, you know, whenever one can. Take them to the park, let them meet one or two friends that they know and come from safe environments. This is very important.
And as I say, I think for adults as well, I would imagine for teachers, same thing. Suddenly to be confronted after a year and a half of not being in a noisy environment where a classroom where there's complete sensory overload, to step back into that has got to be quite difficult for the teachers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, the children would feel a similar experience, you know, suddenly in this very busy, noisy classroom. So yes, adults and children, I think, are struggling with this in different ways.
Your advice would be what? Just cut yourself some slack and take it slow, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. And ideally, one would be able to sort of re-enter this scenario with a little bit more gradually, but that's not going to be possible. But yeah, cut some slack, take it slow. And I think the routine is really helpful. Get back into the routine. Keep a routine going as much as possible and focus on the routine when the children do go back, for the parents and for the children.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is very, very sound advice. Dr. Linda Blockland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, thank you, as always, for taking the time to speak to us.